levels of engagement that are roughly as high as these traditional metrics, but also look like they're growing over time, suggesting that we're going to have to start finding a way to measure this. I don't want to make the case that there's not a crisis in civics. Or more to the point, I think we can make the case that there is a crisis in civics, but it's a crisis in agency. When you see people talking about a crisis in civics, I don't think we want to be thinking about, can you pass this test? You want to be asking the question, do people feel like they have the ability to influence their government or influence their community on the issues that they care about? And I think there is a sense in which that may be in crisis. And I think the crisis comes from the fact that the shape of civics is changing. Now, I grew up on Schoolhouse Rock. Quite literally, I looked up the dates behind this. Schoolhouse Rock takes to the air the year that I'm born, runs pretty much through my childhood for 12 years. I think I've seen I'm Just a Bill, I'm Only a Bill enough that I can probably do the lyrics without actually having looked them up online. But I want to suggest that this video, which by the way, it's really fun to go back and watch it because it makes it clear just how elaborate a theme the process of getting a bill through Congress ends up being. But I'm not convinced that this is actually the model that we want to say to young people, here's how you learn to be a civic actor. And the reason for this is that it's particularly hard to get a bill through Congress at the moment. Not only are you at a level of Congress that has a level of approval below cockroaches and philosophies, you've also gotten to the point where out of almost 4,000 pieces of legislation proposed in the last Congress, you only passed 61. And so if the answer is, as a young person, the way you have influence in civics is you figure out how to call up your representative, you say, I have an idea, it ought to be a law, and you go through the complicated path of getting there, you are likely to be a very frustrated individual. And it's possible that a lot of the folks who are incredibly knowledgeable about how American government works from the inside, folks like Senator Bob Graham, who's written a book that in some ways is about as good as it gets in trying to figure out how to teach those governmental systems to young people, make them accessible, and essentially say, look, if you want to assert power in this space, here's how you will need to do it. I think while a book like this is excellent and applicable, I think it may be missing sort of a fundamental disconnect as far as how we think about how civic engagement is working in the US right now. So I was at a great event that Google put together, which was sort of a post-mortem of the 2012 election. It had people from both campaigns talking about what had worked in electing Obama, what had not worked in electing Mitt Romney. In many ways, it was an incredibly dispiriting event because what I heard was that the future of civics in the United States is the idea of being able to target political ads to each of our individual cable boxes. That in the future, we're not going to have to deal with an ad that tries to address the whole country or even one political party or even one state. We'll be able to target specifically the Dana Boyd. We'll be able to go after the furry habit vote. And we'll be able to micro-target down to the individual household, which was really, really exciting. The people who do broadcast campaigns and really making scared a lot of the people who are sort of thinking about how the internet might lead to higher levels of participation. And Oscar Salazar from CityVox made a wonderful observation that I've been thinking about sort of riffing on from them, where he said, look, I feel like we're dealing with an 18th or 19th century model of politics in a 21st century electorate. And I took the train back from that conference, and I've been thinking about it ever since, and I want to break it out slightly further. I think what we're dealing with is a government that in DC and in many state houses is very much based on a 19th century model, but that the participants get elected on a 20th century broadcast model, and the citizens want to find a way to interact in a 21st century participatory media model. And here's what I mean by this. When we started the American experiment, there was a wonderful debate at the foundation about how many people a representative, a member of Congress, should represent. And the argument was between one representative to 30,000 people and one representative to 40,000 people. And one of the very few things George Washington said in debates